It's Valentine's Day weekend. Some of us have no choice but to rely on the big screen for entertainment. Baai's Cafe is a locally made, when I mean locally, locally, Cape Town made film starring and produced by Mabu Bawa, amongst other people. He joins me in studio, familiar territory. Welcome back.
It certainly is. It's kind of like home ground almost in a sense.
It's lovely to see you.
Good, man. Really happy to be here. And thanks so much for the opportunity.
I suppose any project of this nature and magnitude is a passion project, but this is a story that you're close to.
Yeah, it resonates really firmly with me, and it's Baai's Cafe, not cafe. What's the funny Cape Flats, you know, is Darcy Cafe, the Baai, the Babi's Cafe, you know, so it's really just a home. You really hit the nail on the head. It's a homegrown product, and it is a passion project. So it was 15 years in the making, in a sense. In 2005, my wife, Rizia Rao, was the main producer of the film, and she co-produced with our director Maynard Krak, and he mentored her through that process, and she's done an amazing job. I, you know, in the back seat there, you know, just driving things along as an executive producer, but also because I acted in the film, and you know, try and wear two hats at the same time is difficult. I grew up in a cafe like this, you know, in Kunoch Chester Road and 3rd Avenue in Claremont. There's a restaurant there now called Oblivion, and that was our shop, and right next door was our home. And the corner cafes for many years kind of almost represented that bastion of the community. You know, it's where literally, you know, there was a TV show called Cheers, you know, where everybody, you know, knows your name.
Your name,
you know,
yeah.
So our payoff line for Baai's Cafe is where everyone's part of the family. Because in that cafe, everybody was part of the family. The shopkeeper knew your order before you walked in through the door. He had that bread and the milk and everything ready for you. You used to leave your kids in the cafe because it was a safe place to be, and he kept them as his own kids, you know. It was just a wonderful place to be. He knew the name of all the customers, and it was just a beautiful, you know, space to live in. And those cafes are slowly kind of disappearing with that sense of community.
Sadly,
you know?
They are, aren't they? Yeah. I mean, I now live in the center of town, which is a very different dynamic. But I used to live in Observatory for the longest time, which was literally almost on the border road of Rochester, basically, that separates Salt River from. And I remember walking into what would be a cafe, and it's a very different energy altogether now.
It is, it is completely. And I know a lot of the cafes and the people that used to live there in Rochester Road. One of my favorite pastimes is my dad. He celebrated his 81st birthday a couple of weeks ago. And he loves, on a weekend, we just jump in the car and we'll take a drive around Cape Town, and he'll say, you know, up in Tambuurskloof, you know, Mr. Parker had a shop over there, or we'll go to Salt River, or we'll go to Observatory, or we go to Claremont or Weinberg or wherever. And that sense of community is no longer really, really there, in that spirit that we used to enjoy back in the day. So this film really celebrates the shopkeeper, the cafe, you know, that was a thing of the past. And the story, though, we obviously had to have a story to tell. So we tell the story of a property developer who comes into Weinberg, and that's where we shot the film, really on the corner of Bats and Forbes Road, a store that's been there for 80 years in that family, the Hassan family. And they allowed us to shoot in the store. And the property developer comes to town, and he's trying to, you know, build high-rise buildings and all the rest of it. And Mr. Patel, the erstwhile Mr. Patel, who I play, doesn't want to sell because, for what I mentioned, the business represents his family, a promise to his late mom, that he'll always keep the business in the family, his love for the community, and his love for his family. And he doesn't want to sell. It becomes a thorn in the property developer's side. But somewhere in the neighborhood, the property developer's son, who's been tasked with the responsibility of getting rid of all the businesses in the community so they can build, meets the shopkeeper's daughter, and they fall in love, not knowing that their parents are at loggerheads. A bit of a Romeo and Juliet Bollywood kind of angle. I mean, Sivan Gezi stars in the film. Siv plays the property developer's son, Patrick, and when he casted and auditioned and we cast him in the role, he says, I'm really happy for this opportunity, but you want me to sing in Hindi and you want me to dance Bollywood, two things that I can't do. And, you know, to his credit, he's done an amazing job. You know, he's a wonderful actor, and we've been blessed with some amazing talent from around South Africa and specifically in Cape Town.
It is a story that is so local that those of us who know Weinberg, who knows those cafes, will be able to resonate with it.
Sure.
And I love, though, how you guys wrote it, I suppose, produced it, depicted it, because it is also a universal story. It is a story that someone who's never been to that corner of Weinberg doesn't, you know, you're not going to be left out of the sentiment and what the intention is behind the movie.
Which is why the story was so important, that while you want to celebrate celebrate a certain aspect that may be close to me and a few other people, you've got to make it universal. Last year we were at UCT and the actor Danny Glover was here doing some talks, etc. And we got an opportunity to meet with him. And when we sat down, he said to us, you know, I love the fact that you're celebrating this cafe, but your story has such a wide appeal. You know, gentrification is not unique to Cape Town.
Correct.
He said it's in San Francisco, in London, everywhere. So people will be able to relate to that. Then you've got other themes. He said, you know, I love the fact that there's a sense of community. Anybody would love something like that. And then there's the importance of family. People can resonate to that. And you've added a Bollywood angle. He says, so you've covered all your bases here, you know. And that's so true. I mean, at the festivals, I think you saw it at the Silver Scarum Fierce.
Yeah.
And the response from audiences at festivals, and we opened nationally yesterday, 27 cinemas across South Africa, Cape Town, Durban, Joburg. We're in Limpopo, apparently, and we're also in Kimberley. And the audience, we went to Canal Walk and to Cavendish last night just to meet some of the audience, and some of our cast went along. And the response is exactly the same as it's been with audiences at the festivals. They come to us and they say, people stopped me in the shopping mall as I was going to the cinema because they came out of the previous show. And they said, are you the guy from... I said, yeah, I am. I'm rushing to the next screen. He said, no, but just give us a minute. We loved this film. You know, we didn't know what to expect. We saw the poster. We saw Bice Cafe. Oh, it looked interesting. So we went, you know, we didn't have an intent coming to this film, but the response has been wonderful. They relate to all the different themes. And they said, you know, when we left the cinema, I get very emotional when I talk about this, but they're smiling. They're smiling. And that's par for the course.
And my word, do we need a lot of smiling at the moment? Stage 3 load shedding, Sona, EFF, we could go on. You mentioned earlier that this is a story and a film and a project that's been in development on and off for 15 years. And the nature of our industry, unfortunately, in South Africa is that it all comes down to this weekend.
Yes, 100%.
If not enough of us do not go out and buy tickets, and, you know, the Stay Clinicals and the New Metros might go, oh, okay, well, that was a lovely attempt. Let's now stop screening it after a couple of weeks.
Sadly the case. So 15 years ago, we came up with this concept for a sitcom, pitched it to various channels, and a similar dilemma because they loved the idea but wanted us to produce it and they would own the IP.
Mm.
And we said, no, we think there's legs here. Something more could come from this, like a movie or something. And we left it. And then 5 years later, Maynard Clark approached us and said, listen, you know, the director. And he said, you know, this is a really great concept. Let's make the movie. And then we did. It took us 5 years to make the film, and with help from the government, DTI gave us a rebate. We qualified, didn't give it to us. We qualified for the rebate. The National Film and Video Foundation invested in the film, and we were very blessed. And then we got some private investors, and it is a labor of love. And any local film, pretty much any producer would probably tell you, they don't do it for the money. They do it because they love the industry. They want to empower people, and they want to tell stories. And that's same for us. And this weekend, it's very different to, I think, international releases overseas. Producers are given an opportunity to grow by word of mouth. They open small, perhaps, and then let's see how it goes. And if it doesn't work here, let's move it there, etc. And I think the cinema chains here maybe have a similar approach, but it does hinge on opening weekend. If you don't work on opening weekend, that 27 cinemas could very easily dwindle to 15 to 10 within 2 or 3 weeks. And I'm not saying we want to make millions of rands. Maybe we do. But I mean, the thing is, we just want the film to be seen by as many people as possible.
Because it is a lovely story. Bice Cafe is in 27 cinemas across the country. Some of them, of course, in Cape Town. Stars Mabel Bauer, who's my guest now, Sivngesi, Soraya Rose Santos, amongst others. Go and see it. It is a story so familiar, so heartwarming, so funny. You will walk out of that cinema smiling. Thank you very much. And thank you very much to everyone involved. It really is a wonderful project.
Thanks, Africa. I just want to mention in Cape Town, it's in Cavendish. It's at Canal Walk. It's at N1 City, and it's playing at the waterfront. Thank you so much.
Fantastic.
I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.